理课堂听 class.com。
现在播送英语 USA 第十七课。你好，徐峰。
你好，严华。
听众朋友们好，欢迎各位参加广播英语教程 English USA 英语 USA。
我们上次跟着 Martin 一起在 Greentown 过了一个热闹的劳动节，我们和市长一起看了大游行。
今天我们又要跟着 Martin 去一个新地方，一个叫做布鲁明顿的美国城市。他这次访问的对象是音乐家。
哎，那今天 Martin 一定能大饱耳福了，音乐家们一定会演奏好听的乐曲。
好，让我们先来学几个乐器的名称吧。
Violin, V-I-O-L-I-N, violin. 再说一遍 ，violin, V-I-O-L-I-N, violin. 这是小提琴。
Piano, P-I-A-N-O, piano. 再说一遍 ，piano.P-I-A-N-O, piano, 这是钢琴。
Violin 和 piano 都是乐器。乐器这个词的英文由两个词组成。Musical instrument. Musical 是由音乐 music 加上后缀 al 组成的。它的拼法是 M-U-S-I-C-A-L.Musical, 再说一遍。M-U-S-I-C-A-L, musical. Musical 的意思是音乐的。
Instrument 的拼法是 I-N-S-T-R-U-M-E-N-T, instrument. 再说一遍。Instrument, I-N-S-T-R-U-M-E-N-T.T-R-U-M-E-N-T, instrument. 它的意思是器具。所以 musical instrument 是演奏音乐的器具，也就是乐器。
接着我们要学两个地名。Finland, F-I-N-L-A-N-D, Finland. 再说一遍。Finland, F-I-N-L-A-N-D, Finland. 这是欧洲国家芬兰。
Bloomington, B-L-O-O-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, Bloomington. 再说一遍。Bloomington, B-L-O-O-M-I-N-G-T-O-N.I-N-G-T-O-N, Bloomington, 这是美国城市布鲁明顿。
接下来我们学一个动词 ,practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E, practice, 再说一遍 ,practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E,Practice, 它的意思是练习。
最后一个生词是 apartment, A-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T, apartment. 再说一遍 ,apartment, A-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T, apartment. 这个词的意思是公寓。
生词就学到这儿。Martin 这会儿已经到了那位音乐家的家里，正陶醉在美妙的乐曲声中呢，咱们赶快去和他分享吧。
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Do you like the violin?
I love the violin.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Do you practice at the university?
Yes, I practice at home, too.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here.
Did you play the violin in Finland?
Oh, yes, I did. I played for many years.
Where did you play?
I played at school, and I played at home. My mother played the violin.
Did you play another musical instrument?
First, I played the piano. My father played the piano.
Do you play the piano now?
No, I don't. I don't study. I don't practice the piano now.
When did you play the piano?
When I lived in Finland.
How long did you play?
10 years. Excuse me. Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi. I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington.My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
小提琴曲引人入胜，但是 Martin 却并没有听得忘乎所以。他立刻开始工作，采访起这位年轻的音乐家来了。让我们再听一遍 Martin 问了哪些问题，而音乐家又是怎么回答他的。
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Do you practice at the university?
Yes, I practice at home, too.
Where do you live?
I live here.This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here.
Did you play the violin in Finland?
Oh, yes, I did. I played for many years.
Where did you play?
I played at school, and I played at home. My mother played the violin.
Did you play another musical instrument?
First, I played the piano. My father played the piano.
Do you play the piano now?
No, I don't. I don't study. I don't practice the piano now.
When did you play the piano?
When I lived in Finland.
How long did you play?
10 years.
这位音乐家有多大年纪了？
他21岁。
他的家人在美国吗？
不，他们住在芬兰。
这位音乐家在美国做什么工作？
他在一所大学学习。
他在哪里练琴？
他在学校和家里都练。
他住在什么地方？
他住在公寓里。
他在芬兰也住公寓吗？
不，他在芬兰住在小楼里。
他在芬兰也拉小提琴吗？
是的，他已经拉了许多年的小提琴了。
他在芬兰的时候在哪儿拉琴呢？
他在学校和家里都在拉琴。
他家里还有谁也拉小提琴？
他妈妈也是拉小提琴的。
这位音乐家还会什么乐器？
他还会弹钢琴。
他家里还有谁也弹钢琴？
他爸爸也弹钢琴。
这位音乐家现在还弹钢琴吗？
他现在不弹了。
那他是什么时候弹钢琴的呢？
他在芬兰的时候曾经弹过。
他弹钢琴弹了多久？
他弹了10年钢琴。
Martin 和音乐家的谈话被一位不速之客打断了。来的是谁呢？他住在哪儿？让我们再听一遍这段话。
Excuse me. Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi. I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
Ah, 原来是音乐家的朋友 Manny 来了。
Manny 住在什么地方？
他就住在布鲁明顿市。刚才我们听到他们谈话中反复提到的一个词就是 home。我们知道 home 的意思是家，但是 home 尤其是指你比较长久居住的地方。可能是一幢房子，也可能是一套公寓等任何住房。请再听听这些话。
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home.
Where do you live?
I live in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
Where do you live?
I live in an apartment.
刚才我们听到回答 Where do you live 这个问题，有几种不同的方式。你可以说出你居住在什么城镇。比方说 I live in Washington， 也可以告诉别人你住的是哪一类住房，例如 I live in an apartment， 同时也可以告诉别人 My home is in 某某地方。
听众朋友，现在 Martin 要来问你这个问题了，请你准备用两种不同的方式来回答他。
Where do you live?
请你用另一种方式再回答一次。
Martin 和这两位主修音乐的青年学生很谈得来，他们既谈起自己的工作和学习，也讲到他们的住房情况。我们借此机会可以学习怎么问别人住在什么样的房子里。好，让我们先学一个生词，再接着听 Martin 是怎样继续采访这两位年轻音乐家的。
Dormitory D-O-R-M-I-T-O-R-Y Dormitory 再说一遍 Dormitory D-O-R-M-I-T-O-R-Y Dormitory 这个词就是宿舍。
好，让我们来听听 Martin 和两位音乐家的谈话吧。
Manny, where do you live in Bloomington?
I live at 526 Hamilton Street.
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.It's very small.
How many rooms does it have?
It has one large room and one very small room.
Manny 在布鲁明顿的地址是什么？
他住在 Hamilton 街526号。
Manny 住在一幢小楼里吗？
不。
那么他住在宿舍里吗？
也不是。他住在公寓大楼里。
他的那套公寓大不大？
不大，只有一间大房间和一间很小的房间。
让我们再听听这段话。
Do you live in a house?
No, I don't.
Do you live in a dormitory?
No, I don't.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
Did you live in a house?
Yes, I lived in a house in Finland.
Martin 和两位音乐家边谈边欣赏音乐。 咱们赶紧先学完两个生词以后，继续参加他们的聚会吧。
Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, Brooklyn. 再说一遍 ，Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, Brooklyn. 这是美国地名布鲁克林。纽约市有一个区就叫做布鲁克林。
接着复习一个地名 ，Russia。R-U-S-S-I-A, Russia. 你还记得这是什么国家吗？
我们以前学过，这是俄罗斯。听，多美的琴声啊！咱们赶快去参加他们的聚会吧。
That was beautiful.
He's very good.
Thanks.
Manny, what do you do?
I'm a musician, too.
Are you a student?
Yes, I am. I study at the university.
Do you play the violin?
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. But he's very bad.
Yes, I'm very bad.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn. My family is from Russia. It was their home.
Did you live in Russia?
No, I didn't. My home was in Brooklyn.
刚才是谁在拉琴呢？
当然是 Martin 采访的那位音乐家了。
他的朋友 Manny 是干哪一行的？
他也是音乐家。
他已经是职业音乐家了吗？
还不是，他还在大学里学习音乐。
他也拉小提琴吗？
他说自己不拉小提琴，但是他的朋友却说他在拉小提琴。
那究竟拉不拉小提琴呢？
实际上啊，他是拉小提琴的，但是拉得不太好。
Manny 是什么地方的人？
他是布鲁克林人，他原来住在布鲁克林。
他的家人是不是一向都在美国？
不，他们来自俄国，俄国是他们的故乡。
那 Manny 是不是也在俄国住过？
没有，他从来没有在俄国住过。哎，刚才 Manny 对 Martin 说 ，My family is from Russia. It was their home.又说 My home was in Brooklyn. 这儿提到的 home 好像不再指住房了吧？
我觉得 home 有时候可以指故乡或者故土。比方说刚才那两句话里的 home 就是这个意思。请大家再仔细听一遍这些话。
They lived in Russia. It was their home.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn. It was my home. I live in Bloomington now.
I'm from Finland. It was my home. I live in Bloomington, too.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. It was my home. I live in Baltimore now.
刚才这些话里的 home 意思都是故乡。可见 home 这个词有两种解释，既可以解释为住房，也可以指故乡或者故土。
Martin 和两位音乐家谈得津津有味，让我们学几个生词以后再去听听他们谈些什么。
我们先学几样乐器的名字。 Clarinet, C-L-A-R-I-N-E-T, Clarinet. 再说一遍 Clarinet, C-L-A-R-I-N-E-TClarinet, 这是单簧管。
Guitar, G-U-I-T-A-R, Guitar. 再说一遍。Guitar, G-U-I-T-A-R, Guitar. 听它的发音，你一定能猜出这是什么乐器。
这一定是吉他琴。再学一样乐器的名称。Mandolin.M-A-N-D-O-L-I-N, mandolin. 再说一遍 ,mandolin, M-A-N-D-O-L-I-N, mandolin. 这是曼陀林琴。
接下来的生词是 singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, singer. 再说一遍 singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, singer. 你能不能猜出它的意思呢？
既然 sing 是唱歌的意思，加上后缀 E-R 就成了 singer, 所以 singer一定解释为唱歌的人，也就是歌唱家。最后还要学个职业名称 Chemist, C-H-E-M-I-S-T, Chemist. 再说一遍 Chemist, C-H-E-M-I-S-T, Chemist. 这是化学工作者的意思。
Martin 和两位音乐家弹得多投机啊，咱们赶快去凑凑热闹。
Did you play the violin in Brooklyn?
Yes, I was very bad.
What do you play now?
I play the clarinet.
Did your father play the clarinet?
No, he didn't. He was a chemist.
Did your mother play the clarinet?
No, she didn't. But she was a musician. She was a singer.
Do you play another musical instrument?
Yes, I do.I play the guitar.
He plays the mandolin, too. Excuse me. Teresa, hi.
Hi.
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, I'm Martin. Are you a musician?
No, I'm a teacher.
She teaches at the high school.
Do you live in Bloomington?
Yes, I do.
She lives in the apartment downstairs.
Manny, do you have your guitar?
Yes, I do.
Play for us.
Okay.
Manny 小提琴拉得不好，但是他演奏其他乐器吗？
对，他演奏单簧管。
那 Manny 的父亲是不是也演奏单簧管呢？
不，他不是音乐家，他是化学工作者。
Manny 的母亲也是化学工作者吗？
不是的，他是歌唱家。
除了单簧管以外， Manny 还演奏什么乐器呢？
他弹吉他和曼陀林。
他们弹性正浓的时候，又有一位客人来凑热闹了，那是谁呢？让我们再仔细听一遍他们谈了些什么。
Excuse me. Teresa, hi.
Hi.
This is Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hello, I'm Martin. Are you a musician?
No, I'm a teacher.
She teaches at the high school.
Do you live in Bloomington?
Yes, I do.
She lives in the apartment downstairs.
Manny, do you have your guitar?
Yes, I do.
Play for us.
Okay.
Teresa.
Teresa 也是音乐家吗？
不是，她是一个中学老师。
Teresa 住在哪里呢？
她就住在楼下的一套公寓里。
最后 Teresa 向 Manny 提出了什么要求呢？
他要求 Manny 为大家弹奏吉他。
Martin 在欢声笑语和优美的吉他琴声中结束了这次采访。
今天我们不但一饱耳福，欣赏了美妙的音乐，而且学到了谈论住房问题的词汇，尤其是有关城市居民住的公寓大楼的词汇。
Martin最近对住房产生了兴趣，他还要继续就这个问题采访一些人。
哦，那他下次还要找人谈住房问题吗？
是的，只是下一次他找的对象不同，这次他采访的都是城市居民，下次他准备去乡下走一趟，他要和农民们谈谈他们的住房情况。
乡下的房子和城市大不相同，乡下不会有什么公寓大楼吧？
说的没错，至于具体情况如何，我们下一次要和 Martin 一起走一趟乡下才会知道。听众朋友，到时候可别忘了和我们一起去啊。我们下次再见。
再见。